This is Sean, 19 years old. Actually just turned 20 on April the 26th. Sean is a fairly normal guy, kind of a big guy, an athlete, 6'4", 200 pounds. At Trinity College, he was in 11th grade, the only starting player on the football team. They won the league championship that year. Sean's in the very center in the bottom row. This is when North Toronto won the Ontario Winter Games gold medal for midget hockey in Cornwall. He was a junior A hockey player. Sean has a couple of dogs. This is Toby. The kinder, gentler side of Sean was always around, always filled with smiles. You get a sense, I think, and most of you will understand this, that when we're talking about kids who are 18 or 19 years of age, 14, 15, everyone in that age group thinks they're invincible. And if there was anyone who had a proper claim to that kind of thing, was a big, healthy, strapping guy like this. On November 18th, 1994, this is what happened to Sean. The lights went out. He was pouring a chemical from a vat that didn't have a label on it, pouring a thing just from a big drum into a small can, no labels on it to indicate it was hazardous material, static electricity from a spark just by touching the drum set off a huge explosion. Sean was engulfed in flames, burns to 95% of his body, the worst burns case Wellesley Burns Unit said they'd ever had. He managed to live for 24 hours. And you should know that Sean is my son.